Let us pray the prayer for vocations. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to His holy church.
O God, have mercy on me, bless this thy saints, and many priests, brothers, and sisters, who love me with their whole strength, and grant me with their entire life, to serve the church, to make me known your love.
Bless our families, bless our children.
Choose from our homes those who are worthy of thy word.
Mary, Queen of the Clergy,
pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious, obtain for us and for more.
Just a few announcements. This coming Thursday is Ascension Thursday. May 10th, there will be a traditional Latin Mass here at St. Mary's at 6:30 p.m. The celebrant will be Father Gernetsky. Today, there will be a second collection brought up for the TSM. There will be no Saturday morning Mass this coming Saturday, May 12th, as Father Heilman is out of town. He is the keynote speaker at the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine. He will be back for Mass on Sunday. A reading from the Epistle of Blessed James the Apostle. Beloved, act on this revelation. If you only listen to it, you are fooling yourselves. For a man who listens to divine revelation but does not put it into practice is like a man who looks in a mirror at the face he was born with. He looks at himself, then off he goes and promptly forgets how he appeared. But then there is the man who peers into the ideal law that is characterized by freedom, and he does so continually. He is no forgetful listener, but he does things in practice. Happy will this man be in his accomplishment. Then there is the case of a man whose tongue is not controlled. He imagines that he is devout, but this is self-deception. The man's worship is pointless. Look after orphans and widows in their distress, keeping oneself unspotted by the world. This is pure and stainless worship before our God and Father. Please stand. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I assure you, whatever you ask the Father, he will give you in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be complete. I have said all this to you in figure of speech. An hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in figures, but tell you plainly about the Father. On that day you will ask in my name, and this does not mean that I shall have to petition the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, since you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and I have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world, and I am going to the Father." "Why at last?" his disciples exclaimed. "You are talking plainly without any figure of speech. Now we know that you know everything. No need for anybody to ask you questions. Because of this, we believe that you came forth from God." Please be seated. Just yesterday, I had a great gift of witnessing the marriage of one of the men that I entered seminary with as a first year in college. And a number of us from the seminary came for this wedding, and they traveled from quite some distance. And so a few of them needed me to celebrate a vigil mass because they were traveling long distances this morning. And so we went to the place where I was staying, which was the old seminary in La Crosse. And I was kind of getting the chapel arranged when they arrived. And so they started buzzing priests' rooms, and one of them came down and let them in. But in the midst of letting them in, he said, "I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're doing here. You said you want to use the chapel, but I'm in charge of the chapel and I don't know about this. What are you doing here? They said, we're here with Father Greg. He said, oh, then it's fine. Go ahead. Why do I say this? Well, ask whatever you want in my name and the Father will give it to you. When we use the name of Jesus, the Father recognizes the name. He recognizes us. And so there's a lot when we use the name of Jesus that is meant in that name. Now, the priest who let them in did not really know me personally, but he knew that I was a priest and that I was staying there. And because of that, he trusted that these were good people with the right intentions. What does that mean? When you use the name of Jesus, you need to have the right intentions. You need to be living in such a way that you're using the name appropriately, accordingly. And in so doing, you are uniting yourself, combining yourself with Jesus himself. And so whatever you ask in my name should be in honor of my name. And when we use the name of Jesus, we are speaking on behalf of his Son in many ways. Because the same Spirit that lives in the Son lives in us and is invoking us to ask in faith the name of Jesus. And that's another aspect. When we use the name of Jesus, we do it in faith. Why did these guys use my name? Because they believed that I had some standing with brother priests. And in fact, I did. And so part of asking for something from the Father means that we're asking in faith. And I know that's for most of us, we say, well, no kidding, Father. Of course we ask in faith. But what kind of faith is it? I'll tell you, I rarely, if ever, ask the way in which St. Mother Teresa asked when she asked her sisters to pray, not for a ceasefire so she could go across and get some orphans in the middle of a civil war. She said, sisters, pray in thanksgiving for what's going to happen tomorrow. Why? Because I know it is the Father's will. I've already asked him. I know it's going to happen. I just believe it. I have faith. And so pray in thanksgiving for what he's about to do for us. Now that begs another question. Why are we not able to maybe ask in thanksgiving or tell people to pray in thanksgiving? Well, because Mother Teresa was absolutely poor. She had nothing for herself. She asked nothing for herself. She wanted only what God wanted. She only wanted what the Father was going to give. But since she was so transformed by her own poverty to know and trust the love of the Father, she knew this was one of those moments when the Father could not say no. And I think in a real way, she asked in the name of the only begotten Son. And so when the Lord says, you should, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give you, there's a lot entailed in that. There's faith, there's deep poverty, there's deep trust that he will provide, and it's a persevering trust. It's not, if I don't get it by tomorrow at 12 o'clock, it's a done deal. It's no, I know that you want this, and I am going to persevere. And sometimes you won't give it to me right away because you want me to build up that faith that says, I trust in you. So I'm going to keep asking. Because I know that you love your Son, and I am conformed to your Son, and so in that, you will respond. And just to bring in a little bit of today's epistle, our words need to be followed up by actions. And so, if we tell the Lord, you know, I love you, I believe in you, I trust in you, but then our actions do not correspond with that, well, then we are like a forgetful listener. We hear one thing, and then we go and do something completely different. And children, don't get into the habit of this. Your parents say, go do this. Yeah, Mom or Dad, that's great. I'll be happy to do that. And then a toy catches your attention, and you're playing it, and before you know it, did you do it? No. Well, you said you were going to do it. I forgot. Or whatever. How easy it is to get distracted by the things in this world. But we should not be forgetful listeners, that once we hear the Lord speaking to us, that we assent our will to that, and that we are obedient to the word that he speaks to us. And not only do we assent our will to his word, but we persevere in assenting our will to it. And so we have to be really attentive to the things in our life that get us discouraged from doing the Lord's will. Because there is something beautiful about a humble, pure obedience that perseveres day in and day out. It may not be glorious, may not be getting news attention, or whatever else. And yet, it is as good as gold for someone to hear the word of God, understand it, work to assent one's will to it, and to persevere day after day after day in faithful, humble obedience. And I would guess someone who asked the Lord for anything with that kind of heart, the Father could never abandon or not respond to. And so, dear brothers and sisters, as we come here to the altar today to receive Jesus Christ in the most holy Eucharist, let us pour out our wishes, our desires, asking that the Lord might purify those, that whatever we might ask truthfully in his name, the Father might give to us.